Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. And on the board today, we have the fabulous Ed. How are you today, Ed?
Happy Friday. You look like you're dressed for the weekend.
Yeah, it was a little chilly.
Oh, come on.
It's chilly for me.
It was 65 this morning.
I know that's chilly, though.
Sunday morning is 34.
I know. I just came back from Texas the day before yesterday. It was cold in Texas.
You've been to New York recently, too, so.
Yeah, I'm going to New York next week, too. Whatever.
So this should get your blood thickened up.
Yeah, but I got to go to Texas, and I got to see my first rodeo.
Mm.
So wow. It was fun. It was good to just to be with good friends. A lot of laughing going on, which is, you know, that's my favorite thing. So we don't have Lynn with us here today, because Lynn is at the Hard Rock Casino with her sister, Joni, celebrating Joni's 75th birthday.
So we do a roll call.
Bueller.
So happy birthday, Joni. And I want to also say happy birthday to my sister, Stephanie. Tomorrow's her birthday, my sister Stephanie in Pennsylvania. And it's also my brother-in-law's birthday tomorrow, and him and I are going to IHOP in the morning to celebrate his birthday. So it's all good. So happy birthday to everybody. I want to give a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Sylvia in Seminole. We have Gracie in Beverly Hills, and we have Sandy in Largo. Like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen when we're live on the air, or when you listen to us on my website, or YouTube, or Facebook, or LinkedIn, or wherever it is. I'm glad that we can be there for you, because I know your caregiving journey is not easy. It doesn't get easier. It may get less stressful, because you learn more tips, and you learn how to handle things differently. Because the biggest thing I wanted to say today is, they can't change how they are. Especially if there's someone with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, whatever it is. They can't change that. So you have to change how you respond to it. And you have to change on how you treat yourself about it. Because if I can't say anything more, it's caregivers need to take care of themselves. There was a study recently, and it was something like 68% of the caregivers over the age of 65 die before the person they're taking care of. And you know why that happens? Because the caregiver goes, I'm okay. They make sure that they take mom or dad or their spouse, whoever it is, to the doctors, but they don't go to the doctors. If they have an ache or pain or anything, they just let it go. They make sure that mom's eating healthy, but they're in the kitchen running around having some cheese and crackers. And maybe the only exercise they're getting is running around the house. So, you know, one of my caregivers said to me recently, she said, I thought about taking a little bit of time for myself. She said, so my daughter happens to have off from work on Fridays. So now every Friday, her daughter comes over to care for her grandma for a couple hours. And her mom says what she does is she goes to the park and she puts on a pair of headphones and she listens to the radio show and she walks. And she said, wow, that's like a triple winner there. She said, because I get to get some education. I get to see beautiful trees and plants and everything else, and I get a little bit of exercise. She said in that 1 hour, you know, or whatever it is, because then she has a little time to stop at the store, do whatever she wants to do, that 1 hour is really a big deal difference. So just think about it. There's ways you can help yourself, just little ways. So today we have my friends, Carrie Lang and Elena McLeod from the Circle of app. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Linda.
How are you today?
This is Alana. I'm doing well. How are you? I'm over in San Francisco waiting for the sun to come out.
Waiting for the sun to go. What's the temperature there?
Well, in my house, I think it might be colder than it is outside. I'm going to say 60s.
60s are good. 60s are good. Carrie, you with us now, too?
Hi, Linda. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yes, I'm just joyful and grateful. I'm so excited that you gals are with me today. We just met a couple of months ago, and I love the Circle Love app. And I am so excited that you're going to be part of the big conference coming up in May, because I think this is such a fabulous, fabulous tool for caregivers. So let's start it with you two have been working together for a while. So give me the backstory a little bit, how you two know each other and how you got to be where we are now.
Yeah, we have. Go ahead and jump in, Alana. You're good at telling this side of the story. Yeah, I was going to throw it over to you, Carrie. No, that's great. So Carrie and I have been working together for quite a while. We actually started at a nonprofit called Reimagine. And what Reimagine was all about was helping people have conversations that they don't want to have about all this tough stuff. We were specifically talking about end-of-life issues, but that certainly, you know, crosses into all of these concerns about illness and caregiving and loss and grief and all the things that, you know, we're all going to experience as humans at some point and just, you know, really sweep under the rug a lot of the time. And so Reimagine, where Carrie and I became colleagues, was we actually hosted big community festivals in San Francisco and New York City with the arts and physicians and the technology and all of these different ways that people can enter the conversation. And that work actually brought us to Circle Love. And maybe Carrie wants to give a little bit of background on how the app itself started.
Yeah, absolutely. So Circle Love was actually created as part of an innovation hub a few years ago. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
So for me. Okay, great. So it was developed as part of an innovation hub where like UCSF, Cisco, Walgreens, Apple, bunch of companies got together, brought in cancer patients and their caregivers, and just tried to figure out what's the best way for supporting those folks. Mm-hmm. And Circle Up was born out of that experience where we realized that caregivers were actually not getting as much help as they needed in really supporting the one that they were taking care of. And so it was originally developed to be shared with employers for benefits. Mm-hmm. We launched that out to the consumer market. And so we've been spending the last 7 months or so really just trying to get the product out into people's hands because we know that there are, over 50 million unpaid caregivers in America right now. And so our hope is that people can use the app and really help them manage all of the things that need to get done in caring for a loved one.
Well, you know, if you told me about this 10 years ago, I would think, oh, I don't know, how many people are going to use that app? Because people were like, in my age and a little older, app fearful. But I think that's all turned around because people started using things and just even with their doctor records and all kinds of things and using different apps that I think they've found the benefit of that, how they can just have that little tool right in their hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly it. And you know, to your point, maybe even 10 years ago, we weren't even really talking about the fact that many people were being cared for at home. And, you know, we talk a lot about people not even realizing that this is extra work, right? The expectation like, oh, I'm just the daughter or I'm the partner. This is just what I'm supposed to be doing. And what we really didn't understand was that it's actually like a whole nother job. Yeah. And, you know, we can actually get people to help do some of that work.
Well, you know, when I started doing this 15 years ago, before I could help caregivers, I had to educate them that they were caregivers. Nah, I'm not a caregiver. I'm the faithful spouse. I'm the good daughter, whatever. I'm like, no. No, but now you think, even when we talk about Alzheimer's and dementia, they talk about it on television now. They have it on shows. They're bringing that information out, which is just so important because we need to talk about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, if anybody's been watching This Is Us, that's one of their main storylines that's happening right now is the mom is going through her own dementia and Alzheimer's journey. So, yeah, it's definitely something we're getting more comfortable talking about.
Yeah, which is so important because when we talk about it, we can find solutions. When we hide in the house and when we try to make believe nothing's going on, you just go down into that foxhole then. So explain a little bit about some of the features of the app, and the app is totally free, right?
Yes, that's the best part.
Yeah. So right now, so anybody that's listening to the show could go right on their phone right now and download the app, right?
That is true. In fact, I'll just start there. So the app can be downloaded on the App Store and Google Play.
Okay.
And you just search for Circle Of. And make sure you type that in as one word. So it's Circle, O-F, one word, and then you'll find our app for there. So once you get that downloaded, one of the first things you're going to want to do is actually set up your team. We think about teams in inner circle and family and friends. So, you know, you might have a couple of core people who you don't mind having come over when the house is a mess and you haven't showered for a few days. That's
right.
Your inner circle. And those are probably the folks who, you know, are going to be the most reliable on your care team. And so I would start with those as maybe your core, you know, group of people. And then friends and family might be the people who maybe they are living distant from you, so they can't necessarily drop off a meal. But maybe they can do things like call the insurance company or,
right.
you know, help with some remote caregiving responsibilities. And those might be the people that you're wanting to send updates to, but maybe they're not, you know, helping do some of the bigger heavy lifting on some of those responsibilities. So, yeah, you'll start with your care team, and you can send updates. You can post.
All right, so care team. So I set up my care team, and
yep.
which is probably going to be my sisters, my brothers, whatever. My
exactly.
kids, whatever. And now today mom went to the doctor's and she's on a different medication. Or today mom fell and I don't really feel like calling up everybody and talking to them about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired already. Yeah. So I can just kind of like post it, right?
That's 100%. We were just talking about that yesterday in our product meeting. One of the biggest opportunities here is to your point, being able to post something where you don't have to call everybody and say
yeah.
the same thing over and over again. This is a great place for that. It's also a way for your care team to send notes of encouragement. You know, maybe they want to post photos or memories like a, hey, it's Friday. I hope you guys are doing okay. Miss you. Love you. You know,
right.
those kinds of things. And so it's really that two-way communication that I think is really valuable, especially so that the caregiver and the one that's getting the care aren't feeling so isolated. You
yeah.
know? So we're really trying to make sure that people are getting that support they need.
But have that tool that makes it easier for them, not harder for them. Because I'm telling you, you know, and you're going to have that sister you're going to call up. She's always got to say something about something. but you don't have to worry about that with this. You know, it's going to be the person, you never told me that this happened to mom. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really good for that. But what I really think it's good for is asking and accepting help. Because this is my experience. Somebody comes up to a caregiver and say, is there anything I can do to help you? And every time the caregiver goes, no, I'm okay, which we know is furthest from the truth. And so we ask them a couple times, and then they keep saying, no, I'm okay. And so we feel like I'm stepping on their toes. So I stop asking. Mm-hmm. I stop asking, and then one day the caregiver's at home crying hysterically because I have to do this all by myself because they said no to everybody that wanted to help them. So there's two sides to that coin.
Yeah.
Just let me just say one more thing. Is mm-hmm. lots of times I think when you ask that caregiver, what can I do to help you, that caregiver is already running in a tornado. And now, oh, you gave me one more thing to put on my list. What can you do to help me? But if they can take that time... I used to say to write down a list, but now if they can take that time and go through the app, how can they do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think one of the cool things that we think about a lot is how do we alleviate that load of thinking through things and then trying to get people to help. And so we've tried to anticipate a lot of the things that you might need to get done, everything from grocery shopping, housework, taking care of a pet, picking up a kid from school, and then, of course, the myriad of appointments that are needing to be scheduled, you know, taking notes of the doctor. We've put all of that stuff in the app. So hopefully a caregiver will take a few minutes, maybe it's every Monday, and they think through what the things are that need to get done, and they could just very quickly put those in the app. What's cool is then it also goes onto their own personal calendar, so they know how all of those responsibilities are lining up with their general life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I love is that anybody else logging onto the app can get a notification when there's a task that needs a volunteer.
Yeah.
They log in, and then all of a sudden they get to see, oh my gosh, look at all of these different things that need to get done this week.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, Linda, like, there's never an excuse for a caregiver to say, or actually for our friends and family to say, oh my gosh, I didn't know how much you were doing.
Right.
It's all right there.
Or I didn't know what to do. You know, if the list is there, and you know, I remember one of my caregivers saying to me, oh, you know, I'm like a slow learner. And finally, I told my neighbor said, could he mow my lawn? And I said, yes. And we were all like clapping in the support group. And she said, I told him he didn't have to do the edging. Like, no. Just let him do it. And now he just goes over there and regularly mows her lawn. He wanted to mow her lawn. He just didn't know what to do.
Love that. Yeah, exactly. And I think this is a great way for people to see all of the different things. The other thing that we're talking about that will be coming up soon in the product is when you actually sign up to become a part of a team, you get to say the things that you can help with or want to help with.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you're somebody who doesn't live in the same town as the person, maybe you're saying, hey, I'll volunteer to make phone calls for the insurance company, or I can schedule appointments, or I can, you know, do things remotely. Or if you are that neighbor, you're like, yep, I can totally take care of the dog. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you just hear those dogs barking in here? Some dogs just went by the studio and gave us a little bark. But yeah, because, and I would love if I knew, you know, one of my friends needs some kind of help, to be able to just go on that app and say, hey, yeah, I'm going to do your grocery shopping today, or I'm going to, you know, do a load of laundry. Because, you know, I say to caregivers too, it's very funny. Sometimes they think they're the only one that knows how to do laundry. You know? So if you know, if a caregiver just had once a week somebody come over and strip their beds and do their linens and maybe just do their towels even, how cool would that be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It doesn't take a lot, but no. All of those little things do add up.
Yeah, and people want to help when they know. So,
absolutely.
What are some, you have some resources on the app too. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I'll jump in there. Yeah, so, well, we've got Linda in our resources. So the idea was that we, you know, as we already kind of mentioned, a lot of people don't recognize themselves as caregivers. And certainly, you know, the people can get thrown into this really quickly, right? There's often not a lot of preparation for
right.
What your needs are going to be or what to even look for. And so, you know, I'd love to hear if people are, but I'd be shocked if, like, you know, suddenly mom falls, is in the hospital, you're overwhelmed because your schedule gets turned upside down, and you're sitting at your computer Googling, you know,
yeah,
help. Right? It's like, it just doesn't, you'd probably just write, please help, into Google and hope that Google comes up.
Exactly.
Because people don't even know what's out there, really. And so what we've been trying to do by connecting with people like you, Linda, because there are so many good resources out there, it's just people may not know about them. And so in the Resource Center, in the app, we've got a wonderful, you know, we're continuing to collect, but a wonderful variety of resources, everything from radio shows and podcasts like this, where people can learn about, you know, tools,
yep,
or just even hearing other people's stories to know that, like, they are not the only people going through this.
Yeah.
There are other people, you know, Carrie and I both come to this work, in end of life and in caregiving, from very personal experience. That's what drives us to make this actually useful for people. And so we've been spending a lot of time connecting with all of the experts in the caregiving space and adding these resources to the app so that they're right in front of people. You don't have to think what to Google to help yourself.
Yeah.
So there are books. There are, I didn't know this, but there are people who are caregiving coaches who you can actually, you know,
yep,
schedule conversations with or have sessions with, you know, books and podcasts and video shows and,
yeah, it's all good stuff, because you know what?
Yes.
There is help out there. And
yeah,
if we can narrow it down and help them a bit where they're not just Googling all over the place. And I think a big, big part of caregiving is getting an education.
Mm-hmm.
Is listening to those radio shows, reading those books, going to those seminars. I always say to the caregivers that come to my journaling workshop or my support group, you know what I love about you guys? You're the guys that care. Because you wouldn't be coming to the group. You care. You know, and you want to be a better caregiver. And you want to find out better ideas. And you want to learn. You know, like you said, you get put many times in this overnight. You're a caregiver. Or it creeps up on you so slow, you don't have no idea until one day you look in the mirror and you're like, who is that?
Is that like the boiling the lobster analogy?
Yeah.
Just keep turning the heat up real nice and slow.
Yeah.
Boiling.
Yeah. So I'm so glad you girls can be here today. Please repeat to our listeners where they can find the app and how easy it is.
Sure. So our website is www.circleof.com. So it's CircleOf.com. And if you are on the App Store or in Google Play, just type Circle of one word and you'll find the links to download the app.
Thank you so much.
A reminder, it is free.
Yes, free. Free for me. We need free stuff for caregivers. They got enough expenses and other stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, my friends. I'm so glad that you're here today. We'll talk again soon.
Linda, we appreciate you, Linda. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Have a delicious day. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Hand Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
So I'm glad that we're back. We should have Dr. Schumann calling in any minute with his tip. But until then, I have my friend Rachel McInerney here today.
I'm here. I made it.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm glad to be here. You didn't know Lynn's not here today because it's her sister's 75th birthday.
Oh.
So they are at the Hard Rock Casino.
Well, I hope they win big.
Having fun. So happy birthday again to Joni. And now we have my friend Dr. Schumann. Hi, Doc.
Hey, everybody.
How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. Just wrapping up another day of work.
That's a good thing. So I heard, in fact, I heard you guys helped my daughter today.
Oh, that's good to hear.
She was in there today. She said, I really like that Dr. Sloan. I said, me too. So what tip do you have for us today, Doc?
So today I wanted to talk about sleeping.
Hmm.
And more specifically, sleeping positions.
Okay.
Right, so there's two positions that you want to be sleeping in. And there's, of course, one that we all want to avoid. And so the two acceptable ones are going to be back sleeping and side sleeping.
Okay.
You want to try to avoid tummy sleeping.
And why is that?
So when you sleep on your stomach, you have to turn your head so you can breathe. And if you use a pillow, it's going to push your head into extension, or your neck into extension, which is not good for your spine.
Okay.
So most of the time, if you sleep on your stomach, you wind up with a flat or a reversed curvature in your neck, and that's going to lead to posture problems.
Wow.
So any of you sleeping on your stomachs out there, you might want to consider changing to either your side or your back.
Okay, so, and now someone told me a long time ago you should always preferably sleep on your left side.
So left side sleeping is just better for flow and circulation, but the truth is either side will work. If you have a compromised cardiovascular system, maybe you have heart disease or heart issue, then it's a little bit preferred to sleep on your left side, but it's not required.
Okay, and then my other question is, so now I'm sleeping on my side, should I be putting that pillow between my legs?
Absolutely. So if you're a back sleeper, you want to put that pillow underneath your knees. If you're a side sleeper, you want to put the pillow between your knees.
And why is that?
So it maintains your hip position when you're on your side. So if you're a side sleeper and you have no pillow, the top leg will fall down toward the bed or toward your leg, which adducts your hip. So if you have a pillow there, it keeps everything nice and neutral, and your lower back and your hip will be happy.
And we want that.
We do want that, yes. You know, it's all about the long term, right? We want to make sure that we're aging appropriately, right? And if we have these asymmetrical faults from sleeping wrong, that's going to speed up how fast our spine wears down, and that's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so, and then the last thing that is worth talking about is your pillow. So if you are sleeping on your side, you're going to need a little bit more support than you would need on your back. So if you're going from side to back throughout the night, you really do require a different pillow.
Yeah. So, Doc, where can our listeners find you, and where can they find some good pillows?
So we are in Seminole on the corner of Park and Seminole Boulevard, and we carry a pillow called Pillowwise, which is actually custom. So we measure you, and we provide a pillow that's the closest to your measurements.
Mm. I think that makes a difference too, huh?
Absolutely. So having a custom pillow means that you're getting that right support every night, which makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Thanks so much for being with us today, Doc. I'll see you on Monday.
You are welcome. All right. See you Monday.
Bye. So I religiously go to the chiropractor twice a week.
I know you referred me. I didn't know there was such a thing as a custom pillow. Mm. Like, you get it actually at his office?
Yeah.
Do you have a custom pillow?
I'm getting one.
I want a custom pillow.
Yes. So, yeah, I think I really think it's so important to just keep yourself aligned and to keep yourself in good shape, because I want to stand up straight. I want to feel good, and I don't want to hurt. So, what's new at Art & Quartz?
Well, I'm feeling a little green. And that's because we went from navy blue to bright lime green. We were acquired by the 14th largest healthcare organization and not-for-profit healthcare organization in the nation back in 2018. But the switchover officially has begun in 2022. So we have switched over from the Art & Quartz navy blue to the ProMedica green. And from this point forward, we'll be known as Art & Quartz, a ProMedica senior care company. So we are very excited to be not-for-profit. That just adds a whole other philanthropic branch to what we do. And that gives me more resources and ability to help caregivers in the community.
Yeah, to be part of the community that are not just your client, the clients that live there.
Right, the community at large.
Yeah, because everybody needs help.
Yes, and the mission has always been for Arden Courts, but now because we're not for profit, even more so, to help all caregivers everywhere. So regardless of where that individual living with dementia is living, we want to be helpful to them and to their care partner. So I know I have what I wanted to talk about today is memory screenings. I know just for me working in this field, I sometimes wonder about my own memory,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And caregivers say to me at least, you know, once a week, I have a caregiver say to me, I think I'm getting dementia, and I have to remind them it's caregiver stress and that that's a real thing and that things like sleep, stress, nutrition play a role in how our memory functions. But one of the things that we do to give back to the community is free memory screenings. And I've been doing them a lot recently. I've been asked to do them a lot more frequently than in the last 2 years due to COVID. And so the volume that I've done has brought to my attention that there's a misconception about why we would need a memory screening or why would we be doing one.
Well, when should we have it?
Exactly. So there's been a big push, and sometimes I hear from people that their physicians are doing this from 65 and up, and some are not. Most are not. But if your physician isn't requiring as part of that annual checkup, a brief memory screening, they should be. And if they're not, you can certainly go to your nearest Arden Courts, and they'll provide one to you free of charge. We don't ask for insurance information. This truly is something we do to help the community. We also do memory screening fairs where we're just open and available all day long, and whoever comes gets a memory screening.
And so how long does the memory screening take?
The test takes about 15 to 20 minutes.
Not
bad at all. But from start to finish, usually like 30 to 45 minutes, because typically there's some dialogue there as well.
Hopefully.
Yes. So, and I don't want people to be afraid. So the purpose of this memory screening isn't necessarily even to identify whether there is a problem with your memory, but rather to establish a baseline of what your healthy memory looks like, because not all memories are created equal. So my baseline memory is not the same as yours.
Okay.
And so if you start to feel like maybe you are having a problem, or your family members are communicating to you that they're worried about your memory and you should have it checked, well, how do we know?
What to measure it to.
Right, exactly. So we're establishing a baseline when you're healthy, hopefully, so that in 6 months to a year, we can recheck it and see if there is a problem. And, you know, keep in mind that all these interventions that we have for dementia only work if we've caught the dementia at an early stage. Yeah. So we
like
can't.
Like with any disease.
Yes, we can't fix necrotic tissue. So if if your foot turns blue, there's no amount of medication or anything black. There's no amount of medication or therapy we can do to fix that tissue. It's the same with the brain. So we have to preserve whatever brain tissue we can by early identification of dementia. So I did a health fair today. I did a health fair yesterday. And so all I've been doing is memory screenings and talking about memory screenings and the things that people say to me.
Like what?
Like this gentleman, I was telling him you should get your baseline memory screening. He's like, "Oh, memory? Yeah, I've got a problem with that, but you know, it's just not bad enough for me to come see." Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, "No, stop, pump the brakes." So fortunately enough, I did convince him to come in and get his memory screen next week. Yes, but for anyone out there who's listening, you know, if you're a caregiver and you're concerned about your memory and it's bothering you and there's anxiety there, come get your memory screening. Just so you can know that you're fine and feel better.
Because I'm telling you, Rachel, when I was speaking live, one of my presentations was the dementia dance, whatever. And I would do this like whole little skit about is it memory loss or is it dementia, whatever. And you see the whole audience go at the end, "Okay, I don't have it."
Right.
You know, whatever. Because sometimes it's just the education on what is the difference.
And people carry this around with them, this stress and this worry. And you don't have to. You can just call your local Arden Courts, get your memory screened, and know that you're just fine. And if you're not just fine, then we can talk about it and show you what resources are available.
Yeah. And there are a lot of resources. And we're learning more every day. And just for regular brain health, we want to keep active, right?
Yes.
We definitely want to keep active all the time.
Keep calm.
Yeah,
that's easy, right?
Yeah, sure. But my biggest fear with caregivers is they're not eating well either.
No, we know
they're making
not.
Sure that mom's eating okay, but they're not. They're not taking care of themselves. So we need to really take care of ourselves if we're going to be able to take care of them and take that pressure off.
Right. It just involves stopping for a second and making a plan. So it's much easier to just grab unhealthy quick food, which we all do sometimes. But as you've talked about in your presentations, just, you know, make it an activity with your loved one, you know, plan out, you know, meal prep, go grocery shopping together. Just take the time.
Yeah. And the same thing what we were speaking about, too, earlier when we were talking to the girls from a Circle Love app. Education, education, education. That's the most important thing for any caregiver, because you don't know what you don't know. You've never dealt with this before, you know?
And there's a misconception about dementia. Families come into me and they tell me, you know, there's some forgetfulness and they think that that's the extent of dementia. So I think preparation and knowing what's coming is important. And we can only get that preparation through education, unless you've had a loved one with this disease before. But believe it or not, most have not.
And some are different than others.
There's 100 different kinds of dementia.
Exactly. So I, you know, and I think this is something I was just talking to Kate McCarty about the other day, because Kate is going to be the keynote speaker at my next conference.
I know, I'm so excited.
And yeah, I am too. And she's going to talk about the grief, the shadow of grief that caregivers live under.
Oh my goodness.
And I think that's something we really need to be aware of. You know, one of my caregivers said, so this week's the first week my husband really needs to wear adult garments. She said, and he was okay with it. She said, but I went in my bedroom and I cried and I cried and I cried.
Oh,
because it's just showing me a decline. You know,
it makes me
think, what's the next thing that's going to happen after this? What's the next thing that's going to happen? And so I really think that this is something that we need to address with caregivers.
Well, to just let them know that it's normal and to expect it, especially there's certain stages of grief. And, you know, once your loved one's passed away, you go through them. But when your loved one is still with you and for years, that grieving process doesn't end.
Right. These people that have come into a support group and I said to them, do you know you're grieving? And they go, oh, maybe I am. Yeah, you're grieving the loss of what was to be. What it should have been or what could have been or whatever. You're grieving the loss when you see your loved one failing. You know, when we do the journaling workshop, so sometimes people say, that I don't want to come to a support group, but I'll go to a journaling workshop. And what I love about the journaling workshop, it's the same thing altogether. But then, you know, I'll put out a prompt, and the prompt will be like, say, for instance, I remember when. Everybody has some time to write, and they can share if they want to. And they're a little shy in the beginning, but always everybody starts sharing, which I love that too. Why was I saying this?
I don't know, but I got completely sucked into what you were saying as well. It's so true. It's a support group for people who don't like support groups initially. It's a good intro to the support group world. It's very uplifting. It's very intimate. You're very vulnerable. And so although you're strangers with these individuals, you become very close.
Yeah.
So I've seen over the last year those bonds between the caregivers grow.
Now.
Absolutely. So it's a really cool thing for me to watch just kind of as a bystander.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I participate sometimes.
Yes, which is great. We got to get your mother to that group.
Yes, I will work on her. I will.
But it is. I every single person that comes loves it. Even if they feel like a little bash. I know what I was leaning to before. So I'll put out a journaling prompt like, I remember when. And all of a sudden one person will go, I remember when I could still have a really good conversation with my husband. And then somebody else goes, yeah, I remember that too. Well, with them, they got that link. Now we can have more of that conversation about exactly how you're feeling, and because that's another loss. You know, I can't even have a conversation with him anymore. He's right here sitting next to me.
And I think sometimes caregivers don't know what they're like. They don't know how to uncover what they're grieving exactly.
Yeah.
So, the reason that it's such a powerful group is because you discover things that you probably wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. So when is the journaling workshop?
It is the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. And you can reach out to Linda and she will get you right where you need to be. It's on Zoom, so you can wear your pajamas.
Yes. You can bring your loved one if you need to.
Yes.
We have one gal, her husband comes all the time on with her. And it's great. So he's part of the group, too. So it's really nice. Also, Pam Cummings has a virtual dementia seminar, the ABCs of Vascular Dementia. And it's Thursday, February 3rd. So if you need that information, just email me or go to my website and we'll get you that. And I think that's very, for people that are new to this, know that there are, like we were just saying, hundreds of dementias. And how one dementia is not always, some things are exactly the same, but some things are totally different. Totally different.
Absolutely. They all have a different kind of prognosis and trajectory and disease process. So yeah. It's important to, so families will say, well, why do I need to know what type of dementia my loved one has? And again, just in expectations and preparing, again, it's important to know because how they progress will be affected by what type of dementia they have.
If the doctor said you have cancer, you would want to know what kind.
Exactly.
You would want to know how far it's progressed. You would want to know, and those are the questions we need to ask with dementia, because there are doctors out there that are saying, mom has dementia, here's a medication, we'll see you in 6 months.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't explain to you, there may be behavioral changes, there may be taste changes, there may be, you know, your mom could have been the sweetest lady in the world, and all of a sudden she thinks you're stealing from her. Or whatever, and people are freaking out. Well, when they are in a support group and they find out, oh, I remember when I went through that phase with my mom. And you just see them go,
And it's just more powerful coming from somebody who's been through it and knows exactly what you're going through. Yeah.
I remember a gal one time came to the support group and she just wept through the entire group. She didn't chat at all. And at the very end, all of a sudden she blurted out, my husband thinks I'm having an affair. You know, I've been married to him for 48 years. I would never do that. And other people in the group said, yeah, I remember when my husband thought that too. It's a phase, honey. And you just saw her go, because she may never have said that to her family, to her pastor, to whoever. But being in the group, you could say it. And then,
it's a safe space.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, if we want to stay on the air here, we have to hear from our wonderful partner. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
Once a month.
So I'm really excited to say that on February 4th, Nancy Morris, the inventor of the Footbar Walker, is going to be on the show. And Peggy, who you just heard on that commercial, is going to be on the show. So Nancy first told me about the Footbar Walker, maybe like a year ago. And it's tough when you make an invention and you got to get out there and you got to try to push it and everything. And so my friends from AE Corner, and AE Corner is Adaptive Equipment, they check out all new equipment and products and everything. They're like, this is the bomb, Linda. So we're going to talk about that next week, and we're going to talk about some of their other products. You know, when we had the last caregiver conference, and we're going to do the same format this conference, is every day at the bottom half of lunch, AE Corner comes out and tells us about the best new things for the bathroom to help, or the kitchen, or about adaptable clothing. Like there's it's like a tube or like a air cushion that you can fill up and you sit on it, and then it goes down in the water, and then you take your bath, and then you push the button and it lifts you back up and you get out. Like, we need to know
genius.
About this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Adaptable clothing. I just spoke to a company the other day, Joe and Bella. Because Joe and Bella were a couple that was in the community where they had moved their parents into, and Joe and Bella were the welcoming ones that always helped them. And he said they had a little camera in mom's room. And they would see, like, when the aide would try to help her with her sweater on, she's just fragile, she's old, it hurt, you know, trying to twist your arm. So now they have these great sweaters that you just stand into, and it just Velcro up the back, and they have ugly Christmas sweaters and everything. They're like finding adaptable clothing that is much better because, you know, one of my caregivers just said to me recently, I realize why my mother's not changing her clothes and not taking a shower. It's too painful for her.
Yeah.
Not thinking about that. She just doesn't want to have to go through that. You're going to be pulling my arm. You're going to be doing this and doing that. So I love meeting new people and new different things that we can bring to the caregivers, that we can bring for your loved one, that's going to make things better for both of you. So A&E Corner will be part of the next conference, which is May 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Woo!
So, yes, I'm very, very excited about it. We're going to have good information, as always, some people returning and some new people, because there's a lot of good resources out there and information. And there are things that, like Circle of App, I didn't even know about that the last conference.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. And what a great app to be able to... I would love if I had a friend who was needed help that I could just go on the app and say, yeah, I'll do your grocery shopping or whatever. How
yes.
easy is that?
That's what we're always promoting to everybody. Like, you know, pick out certain tasks to have those who are offering to help do.
Right, so. Right. And they want to help too. So, you know, I've repeated this before, but I think it's worth repeating. When my mom, after my mom passed away, I was in the supermarket and I met a friend and she said, how you doing, Linda? And I said, I'm doing okay. And she said, I have to tell you, I'm sick of hearing that from you. She said, when you were taking care of your mother, I could see you swimming in quicksand. And every time I asked to help you, you said, no, I'm okay. She said, so I have to tell you, you stole my joy, Linda.
Oh.
I was like, oh. And she said, and you know what else? You didn't give me the opportunity to get to know your mother.
Yeah, how powerful.
Yikes.
Right.
Yikes. So think about that, caregiver. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. People are asking because they want to. And you know what? Your mom is sick of just seeing you. Your mom really would like to see the neighbor.
She needed a break, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think sometimes your mom's sitting in the chair and under her breath, she's just thinking, will you please go for a walk and leave me alone for a while?
Right.
Could you bring another face in here other than yours?
Stop nagging me.
Yeah.
That's what they're really thinking.
Tell me what to do. But you know what the thing is, too? Then sometimes you have a friend in and they may suggest something to mom and mom will go for it where she wouldn't if you did.
Right. Come on, let's take a shower. And
yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then you are in the corner watching like, are you kidding me? I've been trying for 2 weeks.
Exactly. So thanks to everybody for tuning in today. What's your last word to the caregivers today?
You can find help at any Arden Courts of Largo. Well, excuse me, at any Arden Courts. I work at Arden Courts of Largo. We also have a location in Palm Harbor, Seminole, Tampa, Sarasota, and a total of 53 other places around the country. So reach out to your closest Arden Courts for help.
And what you're going to know, too, if you call Rachel and you need help, she's going to help you. Because even if it's something that is not covered by Arden Courts and you need another kind of resource or you need another kind of community or whatever, we all work together and you'll get an answer. I guarantee you that.
I promise you that.
Yes. So tune in next week. We have more good news, more good stuff going on. Lynn will be back. You know how much I appreciate you tuning in. I know your time is very precious, but we're here to bring you help and hope. So remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And you need